What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, January 12th, 2021, getting into the week here. We have a lot to talk about. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And we're going to do what we always do. I'm going to do news until I run out of news. Then we're going to open up the phone lines, let you call in with your comments, questions, opinions, and observations here. Boy, things are really moving rapidly in the world of social media here. Gab is reporting 600,000 new users in one day. And the traffic is just pouring on in there. And the established social media corporations are getting slammed very hard by what they did. Now, Gab is still in the process of putting in new servers to handle the load. Talk about a sudden success story here. And they're trying to get that up and running. I noticed that they have given Donald Trump's Gab page heightened priority, so you can get to it and see it. And basically, it's gab.com/realDonaldTrump, and it'll get you right on in there so you can see what it is he's saying. So anyway, Andrew Torba, who founded Gab, he's ecstatic, and he's saying, you know, they're going to try and, or they are in the process of adding new servers to try and handle the increased traffic here. Now, Torba basically did an interview with Revolver News about his plan to save free speech and with it America. And of course, he's responding to when Twitter basically purged Donald Trump from the platform. And like hyenas, other big tech companies, followed suit. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, and Stripe. And basically, they banned the president of the United States of America. I mean, talk about arrogance. So this full spectrum unpersoning of the president from the social media marks a clarifying inflection point in Americans' understanding of what kind of a country they live in and who or what ultimately controls it. And right now we're seeing big tech trying to run the country, a job for which they were not elected. Now, already the established legacy social media, if you will, they're paying a huge price for having done what they did. And apparently, Twitter stock fell 12% yesterday, and the share price decline wiped $5 billion from the company's $41 billion market capitalization. So it's definitely happening there. According to Business Insider, the stock likely fell because investors are worried that the ban will diminish interest in the platform, because after all, President Trump was the number one draw to Twitter by a very wide margin. And of course, it's just poor business to kill off your number one source of income. But that's what Twitter just did. Another little article, this one coming out of Revolver, saying that America has experienced a coup, but it wasn't by Trump. When I first saw the article, I thought they were going to be talking about the stolen election. But no, they're talking about Twitter banning the president's account, triggering a flurry of these other companies to follow suit. And so that's another face of the coup d'etat against the president of the United States of America. Now, Parler, or Parlay, however you want to pronounce it, has filed a lawsuit against Amazon over the ban from the Amazon Web Service servers. Says they're colluding with Twitter. They leaked emails to BuzzFeed. And apparently, Amazon violated their contract in the process. And so they're suing for breach of contract. I hope they win. I really do hope they win. But the ban is spreading throughout conventional corporate media. Cumulus Media is now threatening their conservative radio hosts with termination, and basically has ordered their talk show hosts to stop suggesting that the election was stolen or they will be fired. So, I mean, they're really trying to erase this from the public memory, but this is not going away anytime soon here. France, Germany, Mexico, and Australia have joined a growing chorus of international outcry over the censorship of Donald Trump. They've never seen anything like it. And they are, of course, very concerned that their own tech companies might try and do the same thing to them somewhere down the road as aid to the opposition here. And now the ACLU came on out with an article in the New York Times on why the Union of Silicon Valley Monopolies to remove Parler from the Internet is so problematic, and pointing out that the tech monopolies, the masters of the universe, have used brute force 3 times in 3 months to manipulate the election. First, they censored the New York Post stories about Hunter Biden. Then they banned Trump. Now they're trying to destroy Parler. But apparently, Parler has already found a new hosting service. They're having to rebuild the site from scratch, but they're going to be up and running in the very, very near future. Now, millions of WhatsApp users are abandoning the app, and they're switching over to Telegram or Signal ahead of a change in the WhatsApp privacy policy that will force them to share their personal data with Facebook. And people right now are very, very hostile to that idea. And so apparently there's going to be an update to WhatsApp on February 8th. And it affects WhatsApp users in all countries outside Europe and Great Britain, where there are strict data protection laws. So I don't use WhatsApp anyway. story coming out of Patriot Rising here, the woke purge. And again, they're talking about Twitter's suspension of Donald Trump, how it is a sign of the tyranny to come. And back when it was obvious the election was stolen, I said, we're on the verge of a dictatorship because the Biden administration is going to have to absolutely crack down on the American people as a whole merely to survive the circumstances of its coup d'etat or usurpation, whatever phrase you want to use there. And so this coup d'etat was not for our benefit, not for we the people. It's for the money junkies to get richer and so forth and so on. We're seeing cancel culture at work, up to and including the president of the United States of America. Now, Elon Musk has waded into the discussion, saying that people are going to be super unhappy with big tech as the de facto arbiter of free speech. He certainly got that one right. Anyway. And again, they're just pounding on the president of the United States. Deutsche Bank and Signature Bank are severing ties with Trump and his organization following the election theft and the MAGA protests. But apparently Trump still owes them $300 million in loans. And apparently this was a very sudden decision. But again, everybody's afraid. We all saw the election get stolen. We all know what happened, and we're angry. You know, it wasn't the Antifa going through the Capitol building last Wednesday that scared the government. It was the million people outside who showed up that indicated the scale of disgust with what's going on in this country. Getting on back to the banks abandoning Trump here, another story from Revolver. Republicans must stop the big banks from destroying the First Amendment with financial deplatforming. And it's definitely a real situation. Anybody that's out there that is a conservative, you get deplatformed or you get unplugged from monetization. They're basically trying to bankrupt the conservatives get rid of us that way here. All righty. Another story. This one is coming out of Blabberbuzz talking about the obvious security failure during last Wednesday's protests and saying this is also evidence the event was staged. And according to writer Michael Yon, he's saying the amount of security on the Capitol Wednesday was unbelievable. There was no real security at all. It was like a straight shot, like Atlanta Airport, with lights telling you where to go. And he said the loss of security looked like an offer to proceed to break into the Capitol. And that's exactly what it was. So anyway, fewer than 100 people have so far been arrested in connection with last Wednesday's protests. Police are now scrambling to catch up with the many who got away, thanks to the fact that there were so many people on the ground. The Capitol Police were completely outnumbered. They've arrested a tech CEO, a Proud Boys leader was arrested in Hawaii, and a former cop was turned into the authorities by his ex. Must have been an acrimonious divorce. What can I tell you? Up in New York, the State Bar Association is moving to remove Rudy Giuliani's membership. I mean, they're just coming down hard on everybody who tried to oppose them in this coup d'etat. It's just going to be ugly. Now, earlier today, there was a story circulating around about how a page at the official State Department website said that Donald Trump and Mike Pence's term in office actually ended last night. And a lot of people picked it up and said, you know, what's going on? It turned out a disgruntled staffer maliciously edited the page as a prank. So you can't even trust the official U.S. government. Well, you couldn't trust the official U.S. government websites anyway. Look at all the lies the CDC has been telling. Well, they're not officially part of the government. Anyway, the House is now scheduled to vote on impeachment tomorrow morning. Pelosi's trying to drum up votes against Trump here. They've issued an ultimatum to Trump that he needs to resign, or to Vice President Mike Pence that he needs to invoke the 25th Amendment. But actually, Trump and Pence are better served going forward with the impeachment because, according to the Constitution, it takes a 2/3 vote of the Senate to convict and remove. And so this is not really going to go anywhere. It's just going to be grist for the corporate media mill to say, bad orange man, bad orange man, bad orange man. And Democrat Senator Joe Manchin is saying, this is all so ill-advised. So we'll see what's going to happen. Meanwhile, House Republicans are calling for Trump's censure and say we can do that and avoid the impeachment, which will be damaging to our democracy. Well, I got a newsflash for you. This last stolen election was very damaging to our democracy. And somebody really needs to be paying attention to that and not just try to bury it. Some of these things are just getting petty and vindictive and mean. Apparently, Forbes Media Chief Content Officer and an editor of Forbes are literally threatening any company that might hire any of Trump's White House press secretaries, past or present. Shun them all kind of a thing. Facebook is removing all content that mentions Stop the Steal ahead of the inauguration. They're absolutely purging their database of all of that. And Facebook says the move is supposedly to remove content that could incite further violence. Well, I'm sorry, the violence was incited by the election fraud and by the failure of the courts to deal with it, and the failure of the corporate media to report on it. That's where the anger is coming from, and not just what people are saying on Facebook here. Now, yesterday, Donald Trump approved the District of Columbia's emergency declaration following a request by Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser. And apparently they've declared an emergency exists in the District of Columbia and ordered federal assistance to supplement the district's response efforts in anticipation of there being more violence as we get closer to Inauguration Day. So here we have the person the Democrats claim is the most popular president in U.S. history needing 10,000 troops to protect him as he's sworn in. Just a little something that you might want to think about here. Up in Lone Pine, California, it's a conservative-leaning town near Nevada, And in the last election, 59.9% voted Republican, 38.6 voted Democrat. And apparently there is still a ballot box drop on the sidewalk near City Hall. It was never picked up, and any ballots presumably in it remain uncounted. So it gets a little weird there. All right. People are already looking forward to the Biden-Harris administration with a great deal of dread. And this article from News Target is out there basically listing some of the things that we can expect from Biden and Harris. Biden's already said this. They're going to enforce nationwide mandatory masks and mandatory vaccines, all under fear of arrest. I'm sorry, you're not getting near me with that needle. Declare the Insurrection Act under Biden and weaponize the U.S. military against patriots and Trump supporters by labeling them all terrorists. This is a violation of posse comitatus. Run a new slew of false flag operations to further paint Trump supporters as violent insurrectionists. The very same crisis actors used on the January 6th riots are available for more acting gigs, and they already own all the MAGA gear to wear as costumes for CNN's cameras. Use forced COVID lockdowns to further crush the U.S. economy and drive the population onto government subsidies and food stamps, placing most Americans under direct control of the regime. They're going to raise the minimum wage to $23 per hour across the nation, causing a total collapse of the small business sector and driving tens of millions to unemployment and homelessness. Next, they're going to tear down the border wall and encourage millions of illegals to swarm into America. Actually, I disagree with that one. I think Biden is going to complete the wall, not to keep the illegals out, but to keep the American people in, because I hear so many people saying, we got to leave. We got to get out of this place here. And they're going to outlaw all AR-15s and semi-automatic rifles, even hunting weapons, destroy the Second Amendment, and confiscate all guns held by private citizens. They're also going to try to ban arm braces, 80% lowers, standard capacity magazines, and most ammunition. In fact, the legislation has already been introduced for that one. They're going to crank up the money printing machines over at the Federal Reserve and create trillions in new debt to bail out the poorly run Democratic cities and states, further destroying the dollar and edging us closer to financial collapse. They're going to hit us with a new carbon tax to loot the people who drive cars, buy food, or use electricity. And it just goes on and on and on. They are talking about wiping out $1 trillion in student debt, dumping it instead on the taxpayers. Which, you know, means we're all paying for left-wing university indoctrination. The NIH will be funded with tens of billions of dollars to create more biological weapons. And they're going to pursue the economy-crushing Green New Deal that will crush America's economy and lead to mass famine due to the collapse of farming. They're certainly going to reinforce the election stealing machine by installing more compromised voting machines across America so that Democrats never lose another election ever again. And the goal apparently is to achieve a state of the nation where the votes of real voters no longer matter at all. And of course, we saw that happening last November. They're going to use eminent domain laws to seize rural land and drive people back into the cities where they are easier to control and monitor. All private health insurance will be outlawed and healthcare rationing will be put in place. All righty. So it's going to be ugly. It is going to be ugly. And they're going to go after the First Amendment with new hate speech laws. Okay, we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that as we head into 2021, a year that is going to make 2020 look like a summer picnic, Republic Broadcasting Network needs your help to keep doing what we're doing, which is bringing information to the American people so that they can make good choices. And once again, the address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And all of this information is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. The network thank you. Okay, getting on back to the news here. Apparently, Texas lawmakers are considering secession from the United States, preferring independence over life under democratic Marxism. And apparently, several other states are showing an interest. Now, Texas Representative Kyle Biederman was on Newsmax TV yesterday. And Kyle is leading the effort to save Texas from the Democrat Marxists who stole power last November. This is a good move by the Texas lawmakers before Democrats steal their state like they did the swing states of the 2020 election cycle, like they stole California. Since communism is against the U.S. Constitution, it may be difficult to rule against a Texit. That's what they're talking about now. During the U.S. Capitol protest, talk about an amazing coincidence of timing. The FBI released their 284-page report on Nancy Pelosi's corrupt father and exposing her brother as a repeat child rapist. And, of course, the corporate media did not look at this at all. Because after all, they had rioters to cover, and that's far, far more important here. So basically, again, they release the news they don't want covered when something else newsworthy is definitely happening. Okay. Now, let's talk about COVID-19. It's still out there. It's still a big, big problem here. And Andrew Cuomo is conceding that the New York lockdown cannot continue much longer without collapsing the economy. And he's saying we simply cannot stay closed waiting for the vaccine to kick in. They're way, way behind schedule on vaccinating people. They're saying that relaxing lockdowns will see an uptick in cases. But they're trying to balance the economic need against the medical need, and they're starting to back off a little bit here. Now, this is a story. It's actually a BitChute video, and we've got it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. The CDC is admitting that at least 96% of deaths attributed to COVID-19 were actually deaths from other causes. And of course, we have been commenting on that recently. My favorite one is the guy who was thrown from a car in a car accident, and his death certificate said died of COVID-19 because the virus was in his body. And apparently, again, in New York City, hundreds of vaccine appointment slots go unfilled because the city is demanding candidates answer 51 questions to get the shot. And Cuomo warns that even priority groups will have to wait up to 14 weeks. And apparently there's an online registration portal that's working about as well as the Obamacare website in its early days here. Down in Florida, hundreds of elderly people were photographed waiting in line for the coronavirus vaccine. They started at 3 a.m. They were on scooters and lawn chairs, and they waited nearly 8 hours outside 2 senior citizen centers yesterday. Okay. Story coming on out of your destination now. Ivy League medical centers, including Harvard, Columbia, and Vanderbilt, are giving COVID-19 vaccines to thousands of young grads, techs, and administrators weeks ahead of their spots in line. So already, people who think the vaccine is going to help them, they're cheating to get ahead. In fact, there was an article that I saw go by saying step one to get the vaccine, be rich. Now, right here in Indiana, we have become the 9th U.S. state to report a case of the U.K. super COVID that has now infected at least 65 people across America. This happened yesterday as well here. A lot of people are very concerned over the street celebration in Tuscaloosa after their team beat Ohio State 52-24 in the college football championship. And they were all out there, in the streets dancing around without masks. And so we'll be told that it's become a COVID virus hotspot here. Now, interestingly enough, Michigan wants to buy its own coronavirus vaccines. They don't want to go through the federal government. Oh, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our boss.
Sorry, here we go. My mistake. Michigan wants to buy its own coronavirus vaccines and not go through the federal government. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is asking for Health and Human Services permission to purchase 100,000 doses directly from Pfizer as states start to ditch the CDC guidelines and take their own approaches to the vaccination process. Now, here is an interesting story, and it kind of touches on something I've mentioned before. It's from Zero Hedge, and it basically calls what we're seeing right now the emergence of the pandemic industrial complex. And it's out there saying that if the official numbers are to be believed, and they aren't, the United States is one of the worst hit countries in terms of COVID-19. And apparently there are supposedly 19 million COVID-19 cases with an alleged 300,000 deaths, which CDC has already said 96% really had nothing to do with COVID. But even at that 300,000, that's only a 1 to 2% chance of dying from COVID-19 if you get infected by it. There we are here. over in Great Britain, the lockdown is just getting more and more severe there. And apparently they are seriously discussing only allowing people out of their homes once per week. You pick one day and you go out to do your errands, compulsory mask wearing, and you're not, you know, you're not allowed to talk to anybody at the market, you know, social separation. They're going to have curfews, which always struck me as kind of weird because I don't think the COVID-19 virus knows how to tell time. And again, showing the link between social media and the selling of COVID-19, Twitter has blocked a link to an article in a peer-reviewed scientific journal that suggested the anti-parasitic drug ivermectin could be useful against COVID-19. And the platform claims that the journal's website is potentially unsafe. So apparently Twitter user Carl Denninger posted a link to an observational study in the European Journal of Medical and Health Sciences that found healthcare workers in Dhaka, Bangladesh, who were treated with ivermectin as pre-exposure prophylaxis, were markedly less likely to become infected with COVID-19. And Twitter basically blacklisted this European medical journal because they're not out there joining the hue and cry to sell, you know, Pfizer vaccines and Moderna vaccines and whoever else is coming on out with that. Okay, let's talk about the economy a little bit. Boy, the cryptocurrencies have shown a lot of volatility lately. And apparently more than $200 billion was wiped off the value of the global cryptocurrency market in just 24 hours after Bitcoin's value fell by more than 20% in just 4 days, which rang everybody's alarm bell. And it's a reminder that the problem with virtual currencies is they're not really backed by anything. There's no commodity backing to them. It's basically all, you know, trust, and you know, you can count on us to back this up. But you know, cryptocurrency, I understand the draw to be able to conduct business without the government looking over your shoulder, but it doesn't really seem all that stable. Alrighty, apparently Signature Bank is closing Donald Trump's personal bank accounts because he's the orange man or some such nonsense of like that. After 17 years of falling ticket sales, movie theaters got slaughtered in 2020. And, you know, a big part of it is the fact that we can now watch movies on a big screen in home. The popcorn's a lot cheaper. It's a lot less expensive. But apparently, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic, ticket sales plunged by 31%. And apparently a lot of theaters have closed and will not be reopening it. And there's only a few times I found the theater experience pleasant, and that was in some of the higher end theaters in Hollywood, like the Cinerama. But you know, the smaller theater, you know, noisy kids and, you know, black jujubes hitting you on the back of the head. I really do prefer to watch on TV, which, you know, still has its issues here. All righty, getting on to immigration and globalism, Biden is pledging to launch a thorough investigation into Trump officials' border policy. And he's basically investigating the zero tolerance policy that involved putting adult border crossers into separate custody from the children that arrived at the southern border with. Now, this was actually started under the Obama administration, not Trump. Now, Trump had a speech earlier today, was covered, you know, by streaming video from Fox, but not on the Fox main news channel or any other of the corporate media, where he was down there basically talking about the border wall and lauding it as one of the accomplishments of his presidency. So he's still out there. over in Europe, apparently, Dutch police officers sparked fury after officers were filmed laughing at a British truck driver while confiscating his ham sandwiches. in line with the post-Brexit import rules. And the driver said, can you take the meat and leave me the bread? And apparently the officers were being less than polite. But the European Union does not allow for meat, meat products, milk, or dairy products to be brought in from countries outside the Union for personal consumption. So they're, you know, out there harassing the truck drivers for their ham sandwich. I mean, it's ridiculous here. All righty. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show there's going to be a gun grab. There's absolutely no question there's going to be a gun grab here. And apparently, back on January 4th, the legislation was actually introduced. Now, the text of it is not available yet, okay? But the bill itself is titled to provide for the licensing of firearm and ammunition possession and the registration of firearms and to prohibit the possession of certain ammunition. And so basically, you know, they're going to, you know, license ammunition possession now, apparently. Well, anyway, we'll see where that one goes here. AR15.com, which is the world's largest gun forum, has been booted from domain registrar GoDaddy. I don't know if they were using GoDaddy's servers. If they weren't, they need to get on over to DirectNIC. Which has a more adult point of view regarding domain registration. All right, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines. And the number, as always, is area code 512-248-8252. And getting on back to the news here, concern is growing, according to Activist Post, over how much influence Big Food has on public health policy. And I remember a while back when they had the food pyramid and then it went to the food square, it was the food square, then it went to the food pyramid, and the food pyramid de-emphasized meat, and the meat corporations got all upset, and they basically went back to the old one here. But underlying health conditions like obesity, heart disease, and diabetes have emerged as key factors in fatalities with the COVID-19 virus. And in one study, more than 99% of COVID fatalities occurred among people who had these underlying medical conditions. So the concern here is that the food corporations, through lobbyists and campaign contributions, are trying to influence public health decisions in order to, you know, make more money. And, you know, America does have an obesity problem. There's no question about that. And one of the reasons we do is our food is actually loaded up with chemicals that make us eat more. One of them is monosodium glutamate, which is sold as a flavor enhancer, but it interferes with the signal that says you're full. So you keep on eating. You eat more, you buy more, they make more money. Let's see, aspartame has the same effect. And then, of course, you've got all these growth hormones that are being pumped into cattle and chickens, which, if not fully metabolized, come on out with the meat and dairy products. And when consumed by people, those hormones are going to make you grow and fatten up the way they do the livestock here. All righty, let's go to the phone lines now to Dave in Delaware. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Yeah, first I want to start off. You said you were thinking hopefully Biden was going to finish the wall.
I was joking.
You know, I know. I mean, because it was going to be able to keep us in, right? But
yeah,
my whole thing is, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't think Americans should flee the country. I think we should stay and, you know, hold our ground, right?
Why well, you know, I, you know, look how many people fled Germany when the Nazis came to power, and how many people tried to leave the Soviet Union when Stalin came to power. I mean, it's a natural human reaction. We can all see which direction this usurping government is going. If Claire and I were younger, you know, we'd be thinking seriously about Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice there. We could surf or whatever. And then I just remember you were saying that you said that you went over all the things that Biden was going to do when he became president, and one of them was he was going to go against the First Amendment with, like, hate speech laws.
Yes.
Yeah, but wasn't it Trump that put the original executive orders in there against, like, hate speech laws and anti-Semitic laws on, like, restricting free speech on college
campuses? No, that goes back to Obama. That goes back to Obama.
No, you know, and any,
it doesn't matter what executive orders Trump signed, because Biden can sign a new executive order saying, you know, we're going to switch policy on this. You know, the executive orders are not engraved in stone.
They're going to use the definition off the State Department website of what is hate speech and what's anti-Semitic, though, and that was from under Trump. He signed the executive orders restricting free speech on college campuses.
So, yeah, you're right about that one. Yep.
Just one more thing. Hold on. I know you want to let me go because I'm already – the gun grab stuff. You said January 4th. So they already had the laws written up January 4th when Trump was president.
Yes.
And then you said that Biden is going to put all these restrictions on, like, arm braces and stuff like that. Well, Trump banned bump stocks. What's the difference between an arm brace on a short-barreled AR-15
He fell for the false flag in Las Vegas.
Yeah, take the guns first and due process later. That's what Trump said. So what's the difference
I know
between
he did.
Biden and
Look,
Trump?
I'm very disappointed in Trump. Don't get me wrong. You know, I supported him only because I didn't want Hillary in that White House. And, you know, I would have preferred Trump stay on for another 4 years rather than Joe Biden. But unfortunately, we've suffered a coup d'etat in this country.
I don't know about all that, Mike. Trump's the one that shut down the country. Don't ever forget that. He's the one that has everybody wearing a mask right now. He also
Biden has already said it's going to be mandatory under threat of prison. So he's continuing and enlarging the same policy.
So exactly. So what's the difference between Trump and Biden and Hillary, Obama, all of them? So I'm saying these people got to break out of this left-right paradigm stuff, Mike. It's getting old. I mean, at this point,
I agree with you. I agree with you on that one here. And, you know, instead of calling Washington, D.C. a swamp, I think it should be called a septic tank where the really big chunks float to the top.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, Mike, but the whole drain the swamp was just another big scam, too. He didn't do that. He filled the swamp. It was a talking point cooked up by Kushner with their Cambridge Analytica nonsense, man. Come on, Mike.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm just trying – I feel you, man. I'm just trying to point out, like, there's no difference between Trump and Biden. If people don't see it at this point, there's no hope for this country. Like, there's not – they're all owned by the bankers, Mike. You can watch the video of Joe Biden saying you don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist, and he's a proud Zionist. If you look at Trump's office, he has awards all over the place, winning all these awards from synagogues and all that stuff. I mean, Mike, Trump Heights in Israel –
yeah.
What did he do? He moved an embassy, Mike. What else did he do? Come on, man. I don't know. Anyway, all right, Mike. That's why I just wanted to put my two cents in, man. Have a good show. See you later, man. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Dave. We're going to let you go and switch to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. funny you mentioned all that about the vaccine before.
Yes.
I listened a little bit to Trump's speech there in InfoWars, but I got disgusted about a couple of minutes. I thought maybe he was talking about, martial law or something like that. Instead, he's bragging about his so-called accomplishments, and he listed it right to the second, that filthy, disgusting, deadly vaccine that's now got all kinds of side effects to people, is killing people like crazy. Talk about New York. New York State, some of these nursing homes there. I think even maybe that fool Cuomo was getting a message on this, even though he killed a share of nursing home patients in the beginning of this COVID scam. So, and here's Trump still bragging about it. I really don't think the guy's that smart. I know everybody thinks, that the guy's a genius for the chest and all this other nonsense, but he's not. Mm-hmm. He put all the wrong people in there when he took over.
Yeah, I pointed that out.
This is vaccines. By the way, I don't think there's any way Biden's either going to get a mandatory vaccine, lockdown, or anything else, or even confiscated guns, because that would probably trigger up right there secession, maybe even out and out civil war. He doesn't have, I don't think he has the military behind him to do that, and the FBI would get massacred if they tried to do it on their own. They wouldn't even have local police on their side, at least not in...
I don't think they would either.
So I don't know. Did he really say he wants to have mandatory vaccines, though? Because
According to the article I was reading, yeah, they want mandatory vaccinations. Again, it's against the law, you know, but they're applying all kinds of coercive means here. Spain is going to keep a registry of people who refuse the vaccination, I guess will be searched at, potential employers and so forth and so on. Anyway, Mark, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And welcome back to our show. We're still talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, if you could pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday in Texas, who lives in Texas still. I used to work with. And he was saying they're really serious about you know, seceding from the United States. And
Well, I don't blame them.
I'm seriously thinking of moving to Texas again, moving back there. Amarillo, where I'm living in, the cost of living is still very low. You can get a nice house for under $100,000 there, plus land. And I'm telling you, it's really tight. And supposedly, what he told me is that evidently that Governor Abbott backed off on some of this stuff. At the beginning, he was posing mask mandates and all that stuff. Now, he seemed to have backed off of that. I guess maybe they read him the Riot Act. Because remember, Colonel West is actually the head of the Republican Party there. He's the one who even mentioned about the possibility of secession. Remember, after the Supreme Court turned down that petition by those 17 states?
Yes.
Was it 19, something like that? And a lot of states evidently want to go along, thinking about going along with Texas.
Yeah.
You got to wonder, as far as the vaccine, I think it's more likely that Biden is going to use these all the horrors that are happening with the vaccine now to blame it on Trump.
Yeah, he will, and he's justified because it was a brand new technology, and they rushed it out the door. We're seeing all kinds of adverse effects, and Trump owns this one. Trump.
And he bragged on his speech today. That's why I turned it off.
Yep.
He said, it only took us 9 months when everybody was saying it would take about 7 to 9 years. See, this is the thing, and it's a very nobody ever tried mRNA vaccine before. This is horrible. No, Russia does. That's Sputnik 5. It's not an mRNA vaccine. It's a traditional vaccine. I wouldn't take either vaccine. However, if somebody had a gun to my head, I'd take the Russian vaccine first. I'd take Sputnik 5 vaccine if I had a gun to my head, because it's not mRNA. But he's, and by the way, Putin is not making it mandatory at all. He's saying he's not going to violate Russian people's civil rights. I was watching a couple of videos by a guy who escaped, who moved to Russia. Actually, for all intents and purposes, he did it to save his own life because he had people after him. He was a whistleblower for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department, very corrupt, evidently, and he went to Russia. And he's living there now. He makes videos all the time. His name is Mark Dugan. And the guy is really, there's more freedom than in the United States right now. So,
I'm not surprised at that. Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. Okay. And we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.